All right. Well, we're in what I think you would recall. We're in the deep, deep woods. I've lost Nick. I have no idea where Nick went. We'll reconnect at some point in nature. The last time I saw him, he was eating armadillo or something. I don't even know if armadillo is a thing that you eat around here. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to Merrill Wanderers. I am Mike, and today I'm blessed by having a very, very special guest. And by special, I mean they've been referred to that as, you know,
all my life.
Type. Yeah,
all
very
my
special.
Life. Yeah, yeah.
City Dave, how's it going, buddy?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Thank God.
I found
somebody from the city to commiserate about being lost in the woods with. And yes, this is week 3 of Merrill Wanderers, where I'm just wandering the woods.
It's only 3 weeks?
No, it's actually shorter than that.
Huh.
I am completely a different color, thanks to the elements. And I ran into Dave here at a local watering hole, Northern Ontario, trying to beat the COVID blues. Came on up here. Rolled about 75 gaggers the size of a baby's arm and headed to the Great North with Nick, who
got out of the car, ran away.
Seems to have disappeared. I don't even know if it's of his own volition. He might have been kidnapped, for all I know.
By bears.
City Dave, a couple of things.
Yeah.
You and I get talking here about nature, and I quickly realize you hate it.
No, I love nature.
No, I don't think you do.
I do. I love nature. Mm. I just don't like what nature offers. I don't like the bugs.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah. The bugs are a big part of nature up here. I've been eating a little bit myself. But you really detest nature, dude. Let's face it.
No, I don't detest nature.
You
that's
do.
No, I look, don't. No,
Dave,
that's not true.
Dave, a couple of things I've mentioned about nature.
I detest what nature offers. I detest bees. Well, I don't detest them. They scare the crap out of me.
You're scared of bees?
Terrified.
Oh.
I'm like a little girl.
Are you allergic?
I don't know. I've never been stung.
You've never been stung?
I've never been stung. And when I was 8 years old, I went to overnight camp.
Yeah.
And we were on a hike or something. I walked right into a nest, a wasp nest or beehive, whatever. Froze. My counselor had to run in, pick me up, and carry me out because I was so terrified I couldn't move. He got stung like 7 or 8 times.
And
never
nothing.
Stung.
Wow.
And now I'm terrified. If the bee came in here right now, I'd run away like a little girl.
Do you think that you might have superpowers that keep bees away and you're worrying for no reason?
No, I don't think so, because they still come around me and torture me.
Oh.
Kind of the way that I like to torture you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Dave is an irritating force in my life.
Thank you.
And I hope he's an irritating force in your life. By the
Thank
way,
you.
Subscribe to the show for other irritating characters like Dave. Here's something about Dave. Not only does he not smoke ganja, which is fine. I don't care. The show just is based on it, on the basis of why not. But it doesn't really have anything to do with the show, except that Dave is like, ew.
Well, you know, back in the 80s, do you remember Howie Mandel's Fits Like a Glove album?
Yeah.
Okay. So in that album, somebody yells to him like, do you drink or do you do drugs or something like that?
Yeah.
And he said, I don't drink, I don't smoke, because if I did, it would just make me so weird. That's me.
You are so weird anyway. What the
That's
fuck
exactly
are you
the point.
About?
You just got your hand licked by a crazy woman.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
A crazy person just walked up to Mike, who had his hand on a chair behind him, and licked his hand.
Okay, so having made arrangements to be Hunter S. Thompson-like in the North ongoing, that is one of the ongoing characters you're going to meet. There's something wrong with Nick. The other Nick. Wait a second. One Nick went missing, and the female version showed up.
Dun, dun, dun.
Aw, Nick, come on. We still love you, man.
Which Nick?
I mean, lady? What?
What?
Okay, so you have superpowers to keep bees away. Do you have
no,
any other superpowers?
No, I don't. I have superpowers not to get stung, apparently, but they scare the shit out of me. I just run away like a little frickin' 9-year-old girl. No. 9-year-old girl wouldn't run away.
No, most
5-year-old
girl. No, they even probably would just understand
okay,
that you just kind of leave the bees alone and move on if you can.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just a big fucking chicken shit.
I'm not saying that because I have great news for you.
What?
I am also afraid, deathly afraid of bees.
Oh.
Not bees.
Wasps.
Yes. One time I was.
If it stings, I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, there's no need for things to sting, I don't think. You know what I mean? Jellyfish is another good example. How about what? What fucking purpose do fire ants serve? Can you tell me that?
No.
They're just a scourge on the planet.
I can think of people that are a scourge on the planet, but probably can't name names, right?
No, you could refer to them as fire ants, if you want. That fire ant running our nation.
Yeah, that one.
That
there
fire...
There was a former U.S. president that I would consider a fire ant.
Nixon. No, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, that was before my time. I'm only 25, Mike.
Oh, twice.
Right. Twice. My former boss, that's a fire ant.
Oh. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
My former boss?
Yeah. What about your current boss that just licked my hand?
Yeah, she's not a fire ant.
No, she's not.
She's
a fire.
More like,
she's a firecracker.
She's more like, I don't know.
Fireball.
No, I don't know about that.
I guarantee you she lights her farts for fun.
She lights her farts for
fun. I guarantee you
she
does.
I would be amused if that happened. I think it's more likely her husband does that than her, though.
Oh, and could you imagine the methane that comes out of that mad Romanian?
Do your impression of her husband. We won't name names because that would be bad.
You know, my name is not Adrian.
There you go.
I don't give a you think that I'm giving a shit? I give no fucking shits. I don't have one shit to give.
That's pretty good.
Now, shut up. It's very bad.
Dave, let me tell you something.
You know, you city guys are pretty much puke.
Okay. Adrian, because his real name is not Adrian.
The Mad Romanian?
Yeah, the Mad Romanian.
Who is not named Adrian.
His name is definitely not Adrian. He really enjoys making fun of me and telling me that he can do everything better than me.
Does he sing it to you?
No.
Do you think he's even seen a West Side Story? You know, I saw Eastern Bloc Story. It was enough for me.
I think it would be great to get not Adrian to like perform in a musical.
I can do anything better than you. No, you can't. Yes, I fucking can.
Tomorrow. Fuck off, tomorrow.
Could you imagine as Annie? Now, on stage, as Annie. Adrian.
Not Adrian. Not Adrian. His name's
you
not
think
Adrian.
We got to worry about that for the billboard. I don't give a fuck about
he
the
could,
billboard.
He could be, what's the rich guy's name?
Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah, he could be Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah, the son will come
out. But we call
out,
him Daddy Warfucks.
You know, you know what? You know what will come out tomorrow? Stupid death
shit.
And plague. Shit, you're going to have shit day, kid. Hey, listen, Ginger, come here.
Annie,
comb your hair.
Listen, you look fucking stupid. Shave your fucking head.
Why do you have this stupid dress on every time with polka dots? Polka dots are irritating.
I'm not sure that my accent sounds.
You know,
Romanian.
We're not doing. Although we're not doing a really good, not Adrian impersonation.
Well,
oh,
I'm
no,
doing a really bad
here.
Not Adrian impression.
I noticed youth here now, and we're using foul language.
I don't know anything about that.
Why
I
did
see
you
nobody.
Have to use foul language?
I don't ever fucking swear.
You know I don't
go
give
fuck
a
yourself.
Shit about youth. I told
that's,
you.
That's
youth
my
is
favorite
gone.
Phrase.
What?
Go fuck yourself.
You do? You like that?
I do. But I like it as one word.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Hashtag go
hey
fuck
Mike,
yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
You know, it's so funny. I have a lot of pictures from the trip up north into the great wild of you, Dave, and not one of them doesn't have your middle finger extended to the camera.
It's my better side.
You took one photo of me, and it's me yelling at you taking a photo.
That's true. And by your own admission, it was the best fucking photo ever taken.
It is a really good photo. I do like it.
I think we should release it.
Hey, look who I see. He does not give a shit that we see him.
I am not Adrian.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. How much for the little girls? What was that movie?
The good thing is that not Adrian probably doesn't even know what a podcast is, so he'll never hear this.
Do you think I give shit about podcasts? You're a stupid fuck.
Get in the truck.
Now get in the truck. We have things to shoot. What do you mean, things?
He took you out shooting last night, didn't he?
I'm not...
Come on. Tell everybody how you shot. Go ahead. I heard stories. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you this. I have a sore shoulder today.
I heard you almost shot yourself in the foot.
Who said that?
Not Adrian.
He did?
No, not Adrian.
Oh, not Adrian?
Not Adrian.
Oh, somebody else. I'm shattered that there was witnesses to my behavior.
I heard rumors that you almost shot yourself in the foot.
Well, I mean, I almost shot myself in the foot many, many ways metaphorically yesterday.
No, I'm talking about with a gun. You almost shot yourself in the foot.
I did, yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
So tell us about your shooting. Wait, what did you get? Were you hunting? Were you shooting at a target? What were you doing?
Like, I don't want to get into a lot of detail, but it was unadvisable behavior on my part and on the part of not Adrian. Oh, you should get a problem. You know what? I just pointed out that on this show. Oh, my God. No.
That's not Nicole who's making his life miserable right now. Not Nicole is going to join us at the table. Say hi, Not Nicole.
Hi, Not Nicole.
Okay. First of all, if you do have BO, find another seat. I'll move the mic. Okay, coming up on the next episode of Merrill Wanderers, you will meet Nicole. Who's
Stinky,
like,
Nicole.
She's really...
we'll just call her Stinky.
She's disturbed. You know when you... I got to be honest with you. Nicole's the closest thing to a sibling that I have, I think. And I didn't know her till recently, but she is. If somebody said, "Wow, you're gross like Nicole," I would have to agree.
Okay, but I think on this show she should simply be referred to as Stinky.
Stinky, hey Stinky, I think that's great.
I do too.
City Dave,
Stinky, and Mike.
Not Adrian.
Not Adrian.
Who does not give a fuck? Right.
You got a new name today, too.
I did. I'm not Cidiot anymore, although I'm sure it'll come up.
So where did Cidiot come from, Mike?
Well, I had a nervous breakdown last week. And when I came back up north, I thought it'd be really a good idea.
When I was released from the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, I do believe I've had some sort of mental break. It's fine. But, you know, my dad and I got a trailer up here.
Oh, congratulations.
Not a trailer. I mean a behemoth. It's insane. It's like a fucking apartment. Anyway, the guy that I bought it from, 82 years old, funny as fuck. And bought a truck off his other buddy because he was funny as fuck. These guys are 82, 86 respectively. And all they did...
In better shape than you.
Oh, they're climbing all over the trailer, all over the truck. Oh, move out of the way, Cidiot. Come on over here, Cidiot. So, like, for a few days through this purchase process, I've been the Cidiot. And, you know, I don't care. Call me what you need to. Cidiot's funny. I get it. I'm not from up here. But...
And you are a Cidiot.
And I am genuinely... But not to the... Look, not to the same city Jew degree that you are, right?
What does religion have to do with it?
No, you know exactly what I mean.
No, Bathurst. I'm offended.
You are offensive, yes.
Yeah, but not as much as Stinky.
No, that's a problem.
That
thing's a problem. I just said that thing's a problem.
It is what it is, right?
It's too bad. It's too bad that I said that because I love this person so much.
And we're not going to edit it.
No, there's no editing to this. There's absolutely no editing to this show ever. So anyway, these guys that got me all set up in my trailer, I'm overlooking a beautiful, like, I'm in a beautiful spot here in Northern Ontario, and it's just great. But I got these guys calling me Cidiot. Well, finally this morning, They changed my name to City Mikey. Hey, Mikey, City Mikey, how's it going, buddy? So now
I have other names for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go as Shitty Mikey, I'm sure.
I hadn't thought of that one, but that works.
Feel free. Help yourself. No, treat yourself, Dave.
I think we should have a contest.
A contest? Okay. Yeah.
Like nicknames for, not Nicole, Stinky.
Oh, Dave just renamed you for the purposes of Merrill Wanderers, the stupid
your
podcast.
Your new show name is Stinky.
So, okay, Stinky, will you do...
What's the matter, Dave? Are you scared of me?
Oh, my God, she's right on top of you. The one who chews her toenails off. Yeah. Will you come on the, will you come on the next show? Will you do the marijuana? Yeah, okay, you're in for a treat, people.
Stinky and Mike.
Stinky and Mike in the morning has got to be a morning show
name
someplace. Oh, my
God, that's great.
Hey, it's Mike and Stinky. Hey, it's Mike and Stinky in the morning. Hey, wacky-doo. Everybody take a look. It's 8:17, 17 minutes after the hour of 8. Oh, Stinky, what's going on with you? I smell. Oh, yeah, good. That's all right.
Stinky could do like the weather forecast.
Oh, here's
it's hot outside. You know how I know? Yep, that's right.
Oh yeah, there's many clouds out there, but one of them really is just a cloud around me. All right, Pigpen.
Stinky could give you good insight on
this
not
is so
Adrian.
Bad because yeah.
Not City Dave, thank you.
City
much.
Dave, yeah, Stinky. Yeah.
City it.
You see, it's real. It's not even a fake thing I said.
So hold on a second, because you weren't here at the time. We're having a contest on this show for Mike's new nickname.
Yeah. Today I got called City Mikey by the boys. Yeah.
He needs a better nickname than that.
I'll tell you what.
I'm thinking like...
I'll leave it to you two to discuss. I don't think I should have anything to say. Nicole, come on over this side. All right, there
Stinky
you go.
Is going to sit down at the table.
Oh, God, I'm
going
to walk. I'm just going to come over here.
There you go. It's really humid in here, and I forgot to put deodorant on. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Stinky, tell us if you were going to.
I wouldn't talk, Dave. You don't smell like a bed of roses yourself.
You are a stinky fuck.
For what you stink so bad today, Dave.
She's married to not Adrian.
You know, I don't give a fuck if you stink. Come over here and kiss me.
Fuck. Crab toenails in my mouth. I kiss you, no problem.
Now get in the truck. We actually earlier in the show.
Mike's nickname, Dave?
Yeah.
Is Michael Sidiot.
We actually earlier in the show Sidiot Dave. We casted your husband and Annie as Daddy Warbucks. So that he can...
Hey, Andy, you know what this stupid dress you're wearing? It looks dumb on you. Polka dots is bullshit. Listen, the sun's not coming out tomorrow. The clouds is coming and the plague. You're stupid, Annie. What is your fucking problem? Hey, ginger kid, come here. Cut your hair.
For what you make like that, Mike, you stupid fuck, crap, shit, fuck. I no make like this. I clean for you? You talk shit?
She's got a perfect. Oh God, tell me Ham Hands isn't around here anyplace. I don't want to die.
We're being watched from the outside.
Last night, not Adrian and I got into some late night trouble.
Yeah, you were shooting guns.
Shut your mouth,
stupid.
And
you almost blew your foot off.
That is partially true. But
I know.
But shut your mouth. Shut your filthy mouth about guns, because, you know, it's not guns that kill people. It's tanks and drones and politicians. Let's be honest about it.
I can think of a few.
I can think of a few better than you.
I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Try harder, Dave, you
fuck
dumb
you.
Fuck.
Why did Adrian become the star?
Not Adrian.
Become the star of the show. How did that happen just
Can
now?
I change my name on the show to Not Adrian?
You are definitely Not Adrian.
I want to have the name on this show. I want to come back, first of all.
Okay, so Adrian.
And wait a minute. I want to come back on your show, and from now on, I want to be referred to as Not Adrian.
No, but we do have to come up with a better name than City Dave.
Yeah, Not Adrian. I think Not Adrian is a great name.
You know, I wonder if it's a coincidence that...
What are your other co-host nicknames?
I've got Grizz.
Grizz.
Grizz
good
is,
name.
By the way, missed and a piece of shit. We miss you, buddy.
Well, and he missed me. So
yeah, I mean, but his lost. Aim's getting better.
His name is getting
his
better?
His aim.
Oh, well, good for him. I mean, how old is he?
He is getting old. He's much in your
so
category.
So his aim should... What does that mean? I'm 25.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Right. Shouldn't his aim be better at that age?
Yeah, I don't think so. He's got a shaky hand. Not even from the drinking. He's just so edgy about minorities.
Okay. So I think that... Mike is too busy laughing at him.
For what you make these jokes, Mike?
I don't give fuck for stupid jokes or podcasts.
There's a child behind you.
Oh, my bad. Hi there, young man. How's it going? All right. Sorry, hop up. Go right ahead. Join the show.
All right. Everybody, keep your language to, you know, a dull roar. Say hi, not...
Hi.
Okay. Hey,
we're not using names. So
let me ask you something.
We're going to call you Fred for the purposes of this show. Okay, Fred?
Okay.
Fred's not here. You ever heard of that guy? I'm too sexy for my whatever.
No.
So listen, Nicholas, this is a show with a lot of bad words in it.
Fred,
listen, not Nicholas. Fred, this show has a lot of bad words in it. We're going to stop that because you're here now. But... have you heard bad words before?
Yeah, in front of my parents.
Yeah, yeah. Parents like to use them, you know?
I hear the F word.
Yeah, what else?
The C word.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a really good
I don't think you have the same word in mind.
S word.
Yeah, the S word, yeah.
Well, I heard my friend say the S word, actually.
Oh, my God. Holy S word. Am I right?
You said hustle.
Now I'm canceled because I'm swearing in front of kids, kind of. You mind if I ask you, can we ask you a couple more questions? Are you now or have you ever been a communist?
No.
Okay.
Sure?
Who did you vote for in the last election?
I don't know.
No, you don't remember?
I'm
in the same boat. What's that?
I didn't even did it.
Okay, you know what? You and I got something else in common right now. Voting, am I right? Okay, just one more quick question for you. Are you with or against Doug Ford?
I don't like the president. He doesn't allow a mask.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, see? And do you feel that we're safer with masks on? Listen, man, I think that that's a nod, by the way. He gave us a nod. And on that note...
He doesn't care about Corona.
He does not. He does not. He's also the same color as a cheesy. Did you notice that? That's a good joke, isn't it? I'm going to write that one down for later on, Nicholas. Fred. I'm going to use that to...
Not Nicholas is stealing my job.
What? Oh, yeah.
I don't appreciate this.
You're back, are you?
I got dumped.
The president's kind of fat.
President Ford.
You said the president's kind of fat.
President Doug Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't care. He didn't vote in the last election. Neither did you.
I'm not old enough.
Oh, yeah. You forgot you're 25.
That's right.
Okay. Listen.
You know who likes President Doug Ford?
Who?
Stinky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stinky's a big President Doug Ford fan.
President Doug Ford has made it real easy to be in business, especially with a restaurant and a resort.
Your ears, people. She's about to scream into the microphone now.
Do you think I give a S about the... F premier who has a
no president
C?
President
president yeah okay. Just F word says not Nicholas. I'll be honest with
Fred.
You I'm learning Fred
yeah.
That's the F word we're talking about. Fred fantastic.
Another F word.
Fantastical. Fun. Fungus.
Philadelphia. No, wait a minute. That's not the right one.
Philadelphia.
Hey, I was never good at
spelling.
By
the way, if you're listening in Philadelphia, you guys are boobies. You know that you have a, don't say that one either, whatever you do, Nicholas. you know that you have, right downtown, you have a statue of a prominent figure. Rocky. Rocky is not a real person. You don't put a statue up for a character from a boxing movie. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Also, you people don't need to boo Santa Claus in the Santa Claus parade and say flights at your airport. Calm down. You're not nice people.
When's the last time Philly won something?
Right, Philly, when's the last time you won something? You know what? You lost something.
I happen to be a Patriots fan, so everybody can boo me because, you know, I love the New England Patriots. Oh, not Adrian is coming.
Hold on.
Hold on. Come here, not Adrian.
Okay. And don't ask him any questions about our okay. Come here. Come on. Move out of the way, Dave. Adrian, not Adrian is here.
Not Adrian. Say hello, not Adrian.
Not Adrian.
There you go. Okay.
Not bad.
Now, earlier in the show, we cast you as Daddy Warbucks and Annie.
Okay, so do you mind if we
do you mind speak English?
Earlier in the show.
No, he just got you. You got zinged. You got zinged, Dave. Zing-a-ding-a-do.
I would like
zing!
To ask you.
Am I right? Nicholas? Not Nicholas?
Not Nick.
Zing, zing. Right. He's got something to say, but hold on.
Yeah, but hold on. We're talking to not Adrian. I would like you to do your impression of Daddy Warbucks and Annie.
Okay, so here, I'll give you the line. Annie, you think the sun will come out tomorrow? I don't think so. You'll probably get hit by a bus, Annie. Okay, so let's hear that. That's the line.
No, probably you'll get hit by a plow truck.
I like the rewrite on it.
And
I like the rewrite on it.
Plow truck? Not Adrian.
Not Adrian, right.
Right?
Yeah, hey.
Dave.
Yeah.
You want to go shoot the guns tonight?
Come
After
on,
Mike
Dave.
Almost shot his own foot off last night.
That's only partially true. I told you that.
Only partially a part of
no,
your left foot.
No, just a shell fell on his foot. He didn't shot his foot.
And then I jumped. Then I jumped like a little mouse. I'm like, oh, my God.
He broke his shoulder, but he didn't shot his foot.
I'm not kidding you when I say this. I'm going home with a memory of our antics. So are you going tonight or what?
No.
You know what? You're missing
a... We'll put the picture of you in my fire range and...
We'll make you like
an Indian chick that got married with a dot on the forehead.
Yeah.
You picked the wrong co-host. It should have been Not Adrian.
I swear to God. Okay, so let's do this. I see the contest now. It's the Not Adrian impersonation contest. Nicole,
Stinky does the best Not Adrian
Stinky,
impression.
You first.
No, I do Auntie Jetta.
Oh, that's a...
Adrian's sister.
Oh, okay.
I've never met her.
It's between you and I and not Nicholas.
Okay. Not Nicholas.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Hold
just
on.
One sec.
He should be included.
We have to hear him first.
We should have him do it first.
Okay, so here's the phrase, and we have to replicate it as close to your Romanian accent as we can. And the phrase is, Dave, get in the truck.
Dave, vaiate in mi coche.
Dave, vai in de cocha. Your turn, Dave.
I don't think I can top that. I'm not even going to try.
Let's
get not Nicholas to
Here's the thing. I think that I get more chicks instantly with this accent.
Dave, she'll play te puedo entrar en mon camión, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, now in French, you got it, Dave. Go.
Framboise.
Okay, that wasn't a bad one, but you want to just try to put a little bit of the Romanian behind it? Go ahead.
Framboise.
Okay, you made an effort.
I come from the ground of Dracula.
I come from the ground of Dracula.
Transylvania. I'll beat your neck off.
I'll
tonight.
Beat your neck off tonight.
Drink your blood.
Drink of blood.
Thanks, not Adrian.
My
All right,
name
listen.
Is not Adrian.
I don't know why you listen
I'm
to
going
this
to
show.
Beat the shit out of you, Dave.
I don't know why you listen to this show. You definitely
Dave,
need friends.
Dave, listen. You just don't understand, okay? I could beat the shit out of you anytime I want. You think I'm afraid of you? You think, listen, I spend my whole day.
This is like therapy.
Shit.
He's terrified of Adrian.
You an extra penny, Dave.
I pay you money. I'm going to have you get up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I love it. I love this.
Can I tell you a story about not Adrian?
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
Yeah. So not Adrian likes to tell me that I should get up at 8 o'clock in the morning
yeah.
and scoop shit out of the septic with him.
And why not? I mean, because, sorry. Sorry. What's your reaction?
It's a new Olympic sport. It's
shit scooping.
Sunday morning septic diving.
Sunday morning septic diving. Send your postcards to not Adrian.
Okay, it's over. Hold on.
Not Adrian, one more question for you before we go. Sure, Mike needs a nickname for this show.
I actually trust Adrian over everybody in this room for this choice, by the way.
I need to give it a little bit of thought.
Okay, next episode. Okay.
Okay.
Next episode. And by the way,
now.
Let me give a bit of thought. No, I don't want to shoot off the hip.
No, or at my foot.
I prefer to.
No, hold on. Ask not Adrian to give me a nickname and see if he wants to wait a week.
Oh, no, he already has one for you.
Well, if it's out there, I prefer to take my time to.
Yeah.
To actually give it a bit of thought.
For mine too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he has to choose from the list of top 20.
I'm going to guess that it's going to have a bad word in it that Nicholas should not hear.
No?
Maybe not in this language.
I think Delightful Dave.
White Goose or something like
that.
White Goose. The White Goose. Hey, you know what a fun name?
Just jump in there. You don't have to whisper
just get
in
on here.
Come on.
Get in
jump
here,
in there, Stinky.
That's your
show name.
Vino Echa, Mike. Vino Echa.
Vino Echa.
Suj Pula.
And also,
Not Adrian just spat beer all over the table.
Yeah, he just.
If the podcast suddenly goes off the air, we know why.
Oh, by the. There's your Romanian lesson for the day.
Hey, yeah. Dave, your nickname would
not
be.
Not Dave.
No. Pula Dave.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's cute.
No.
It's adorable. My little Putzulinka.
You got a nickname? What do you got? Okay, hold on. Nicholas, over to you, buddy. What do you got?
Chicken wings.
What was that?
Chicken wings.
Chicken brains? Chicken wings? Chicken brains? Hey, CB.
How is it that we started this off with a nickname for you and somehow I'm the one getting roasted?
And that's the magic of Marijuanderers. Bye.